Hey guys, this is Lindy, and on this episode of In Your 20s, I am with
Lindsay,
and we're going to talk about the different phases of life you go through in your 20s and how it's different from a lot of your friends. So speaking of this, did you see our hometown friend post her baby bump picture?
And yes, I did.
And yes, you and did. Yes, I did. And isn't it weird?
It's terrifying that babies are having babies.
And that's what I'm thinking.
No one is talking about this.
I think it's just weird because she's our age and she's married and having, like, multiple of our people from home are having kids, like getting married, mm-hmm. having multiple kids.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's also just, I knew them in high school when there was a scandal going around about these people, and they're literally giving birth to a child.
Yeah, like, I've known half of these people since sixth grade, and I think it's just, like, mind-boggling that all of these people who I've known, like, pre-puberty are now having children. I can't imagine having children at 22.
No. And honestly, I'm like, that agenda should not be pushed, because what is wrong with going to college, getting an education, and still being single? There's nothing wrong with that.
That's what my last episode was about, was dating and, like, how it feels like there's so much pressure to date. But, like, I just think the amount of phases that you can go through in your 20s are absolutely crazy. And, like, people having kids at the same age as me makes me uncomfortable.
And no. And no one talks about this enough, and I'm going to speak on it because I already have my notes pulled up and ready to go. People cannot keep up with New Age feminism. And what I'm gonna speak on this, and it's gonna be some bars, I'm sorry, but people are still adjusting to the idea of women that have careers, and that women that value careers over having a family right now and having children is somehow wrong, or that it's somehow, like, shameful. I'm holding both of these things in, the two things can be true at once. Am I lonely? Yes. Do I want a career? Yes. Do I want a career more than I want a man? Yes. And so I just think that people need to catch up. And I think that people need to stop pushing the agenda that having a child, when you yourself are a child, that it's okay to want a career more. Because, not to get scientifically accurate, but your brain isn't fully developed until you're 25 years old. And I'm like, you're going to tell me that I'm going to have a baby? No! I'm like, I don't even know how to do taxes. How am I supposed to take care of a living human being when I can't even water a plant?
I don't even know what a mortgage is.
Exactly! I'm like, I could be committing tax fraud right now and not even knowing it.
I might be doing that. I don't even know.
I just don't understand. It's frustrating that there are so many single women who are confident, career-driven, goal-driven. They know what they want. And that's feminism, baby. and men aren't changing. Because they don't, it's just,
they're comfortable.
They're comfortable in their position. And that's, I get it. Like, whatever. But
this is also coming from somebody in the medical field, which has been dominantly ran by men.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, speaking from experience, and I'm only in the dental side of things, instead of accepting the fact that women are goal, career driven, want to be doctors, want to provide for their own families, and have those opportunities, instead of accepting a lot of it, It's almost a joke to them. I've heard so many things. And again, I say this with all respect to the great men out there who have accepted this and, you know, push for women to be in the same fields. I'm not talking to y'all. I'm talking to the people who don't accept it, who make jokes in front of women about this, who say how it's frustrating that now they're having to compete against more women. What do you mean by that? Do you mean that you're so sad that you're not smart enough? Like, you're saying you're upset that I am smart and that you could possibly be competing with something you view as a lesser sex? Like, How is that fair? I'm sorry. Pop off. It's just infuriating. And I'm sorry, but, like, I would never marry someone that would view me in that light. Because I'm like, we are equals. Like, obviously not physically, but I'm just saying, what's wrong with a woman having a powerful mind and goals to have a career?
It just seems like, which I would, I don't know if this is necessarily just men, but specifically, like, older generations, like, I don't know what the generation titles are, but I'm gonna say 50 plus.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of experience with those ages just not really accepting the changes in the world and the progressiveness in women having careers and, like, going for that at an early age. Like, getting your career before getting married, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And specifically in, like, Christian culture.
Yeah.
It's a little bit
heavy. It's almost like, and this is what, like, I think is so damaging to, like, young women, and which is why I go off on my feminist rants. It's just, it's like you're shamed. It's like you, if I wanted to be in a relationship with a man, and that is a desire, like, that I have, that I am almost the one to blame because I want a career.
I cannot emphasize this enough.
Yes. It's my fault that I'm not with someone because of my desire to have a job. It's my fault. That's why I'm not with someone. Not because a man can't respect me enough, like, to see that we can both have successful careers. It's my fault because I'm a woman. And, like, I'm not supposed to want a career more than I want to stay at home and take care of his children and his family and cook meals.
Well, oftentimes, like, it's rare that I've ever really felt respected by a man.
Yes.
I saw something, which I brought this up in the last episode, but I saw something. It was this woman saying, men are never single by choice, but women are single by choice.
Okay, no. That reminds me exactly what I was trying to say before I, like, had a brain fart. The world has given women so much opportunity, and it makes me happy. Like, I am so blessed, I'm so fortunate to live in a world where I get to pursue a career that I want. I'm very excited for that. Like, you know, I'm not being discriminated against, I feel like.
And this is as a white woman.
Exactly. Middle-class white woman. Middle-class Christian white woman, but even more.
I just can't imagine how anybody else that's not white would feel, because this is only from a white perspective.
I'm sitting here talking about this, and I can't even imagine women of color. I'm so sorry. All this opportunity given to women, and there's this idea, I think there's this, like, kind of inner struggle that women are having that is very difficult, is I've now been given this opportunity to pursue a career. What do I do? Like, is my place in society different than what I think it should be? Like, do I focus on getting married? Do I take these opportunities and do what I've always wanted to do? And it's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's like stereotypically these milestones that you reach, like, at 24, you're supposed to, like, meet your person and get married. But, like, and then you're supposed to get your career at, like, 28 or something.
Yeah.
But if you get your career first, or at least head in the direction of being successful in the field you want to go for.
Yeah.
Where does that change everything? No. Because all of this stuff is expected to happen in your 20s.
Yes.
And when it happens out of order, like, how do you navigate that? Especially when you don't have a lot of experience. And this isn't even about, like, dating or anything. This is just about, like, facing singleness in your 20s. Like, going into a humongous transitional period where you're finding a job. You're moving. Like, and, like, I'm not gonna lie, I feel like I'm behind in that aspect. Like, I don't have a job lined up. Like, getting a job market's also garbage right now, and that's stressful.
You could probably cut this out right now, but I just sat in a whole classroom full of people. My last class was today, and she just asked point blank, like, who has jobs and internships lined up, and the whole class is seniors. I think two people raised their hands, and she was like, what? And was almost shocked, mind you, I'm going to let y'all guess in the comments how old this woman is, was so shocked that all of these people don't have jobs lined up right after college. And this girl so bravely, thank you, Maddie, for speaking out on this, said, I'm sorry, but the job market is extremely competitive, like, especially for people right now applying. She was like, none of us can find jobs. So brave. Thank you, Maddie, for speaking out. Because it is. And I'm like, the fact that this woman was so shocked to hear that, and just people are not registering that how difficult it is to get jobs. Like, to just, oh, go get a job. Go decide what you want to do for the rest of your life.
I can't do that. I've been applying to jobs since January, and I just had my first phone interview the other day. Exactly. And I'm graduating in 2 weeks.
It's just...
And I'm going to take it, even though it's crap.
Yeah. And that's the sad part. It's not sad, because it's like, okay, is this a beacon for me, or is this, like, all I have?
Yeah, it's like, is this where God wants me to go, or is this just the only opportunity presenting itself?
Yes!
And I'm about to go down a hole of tax fraud.
Yes! And no one talks about that. I'm like, there's so little opportunity that it's almost like you're forced to ask that question.
Yeah, it's just, and that's not saying, like, I'm not a 4.0 student, and I know I'm not, but, like, I think just getting a job right now is extremely difficult, and, like, my parents don't understand it. Like, minimum wage is not building up to bills you have to pay. Like, everybody has to have a side hustle now. Yeah. Everybody has to have a side hustle, and, like...
You can't buy a house for $43.
No!
No, and you can't pay rent... That's $50.
Gas is insane.
Tuition? This man had the audacity to tell me he's maybe in his 40s. He said that I think he paid maybe like $1,000 room and board tuition per year.
Wow. It's just like other people our age, which I just wanted to touch on this real quick. Other people our age, they're having, not a lot of people have jobs. But then there's other people who are like, oh, well, I have a job offer in New York and I'm going to take it. Like, I just, there's so many different ways, like being single and dating, finding a job, finding a passion. I feel like I'm behind.
Yeah.
But when I look at the reality of it, I was born in 2001. Like, I have so much life left, dude.
Yes.
But it feels like so much of my life right now should be like rushed and should be happening right now.
Yeah. Like, you should fix it now.
Just that change is mainly all I wanted to touch on today.
Yeah. It's crazy. Crazy times.
Crazy times.
Well, any closing statements?
I don't know.
I think that new age feminism is crazy in that there's highs and lows to it all. Everything has a butterfly effect. That's the only thing I've learned in college. And yeah, don't be afraid. Because it's going to be okay. And also, don't be afraid of change, because that's always happening in your 20s. And it'll happen for the rest of your life. People act like you need to become settled and safe at the ripe age of 25. And that's a quarter of your life. That's not true.
Yeah, personally, I'm more scared to have babies right now. I don't know how other people our age are doing it.
Yeah. Bringing it back full circle. I don't know how they're doing it.
I don't know how they're having babies right now. I'm so far from that point in my life.
I just genuinely don't feel like it's a... I look at them and I'm like, that's not their child. That's not real.
You're changing your body forever and you're only 22.
It's a simulation.
It's the Matrix.
It literally is. The baby's not real.
It's Renesmee. Okay, but that's all I had to say. Do you have anything else?
No. I honestly feel at peace. I feel like I've spoke my truth.
Yeah, I'm proud of you for it. Okay, well, that's all I have. Thanks for listening.